And this is 89.1 WEMU special election coverage. Good evening, I'm Lisa Berry. Too close to call is the phrase we keep hearing a lot tonight as election results come in. One of those races where the final vote is not expected to be a surprise is the 12th District Congressional race, where Debbie Dingell is running for re-election and joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. How are you holding up tonight?
Well, Lisa, I have too many texts of people that are panicking around the country, and I knew that it would be exactly as it is right now. I knew the race had tightened, but we're not going to count all the votes in Michigan for a couple of days. We're seeing early numbers. We have more than 3.2 million absentee ballots to count, and I'm taking a deep breath and letting every vote be counted.
I know it's tough to sit here and watch and listen to the numbers come in, and you got to have perspective, don't you think, about they're saying it's this person's up or this person's down, but then you have to look at the exact percentage of the votes they're talking about.
That is absolutely correct. And we have to we really need to recognize that it's going to take a couple of days to count the sheer volume of absentee ballots that are out there. And many of those voters are likely Democratic voters who voted in as Democrats in primaries before. So in Michigan, women came out in droves in massive numbers in this year's election, and I think that women will drive Michigan to the Joe Biden column. I did say last week it tightened. People got upset at me for saying that, but I feel in my gut when it's done, Michigan is going to be a Joe Biden state.
Obviously, you must be encouraged by the number of people who voted. It's nothing's official yet, but in Washtenaw County, at least, they're saying we're looking at a record number of voters this year.
You know, democracy works at its best when everybody who's eligible to vote actually votes, because it means we're all participating in our government. And it was exciting. I went to many polling places and had a lot of discussions with a lot of different people. And what I'm really hoping, I have to say this to you, is that after this election, we're going to find some way, somehow, that we stop being divided by fear and hatred, that we find a way to come together, that this partisan divide, where I actually think we all don't disagree on issues as much as we think we disagree, that we can find a way to remember we're all Americans first.
So obviously, as a Joe Biden supporter, you want to get the message out. Don't be discouraged if you're a Joe Biden supporter by what we're seeing so far.
I think that everybody has to wait and let all the votes be counted. So I don't think anybody should have any encourage whoever you are. Let's get the results before we start jumping to conclusions.
And you feel confident he'll win?
I think it could be close, but I don't feel like I felt 4 years ago. Maybe that's a better way to say it. 4 years ago, I told everybody I knew for several weeks that I thought Donald Trump was going to win the election. I don't feel that today, although I think it's closer. And it's already proven to be the case. I have said that I thought it was closer than many people thought.
Okay, and of course we want to be official and follow protocol, but is there a point where you, Debbie Dingell, may be declaring victory this evening?
Well, to be perfectly frank, I've been answering so many people's texts who are panicking about early numbers out of Michigan, I haven't even seen what any of my results are. And I really, quite frankly, am more focused tonight on getting people to understand it's going to take a while to count those votes. So if the news stations declare me the winner, I'll probably thank people, but I'm going to give them the same message I'm giving you right now, Lisa. It's going to take a couple of days to know all the votes have been counted.
So you won't be making any official declaration anytime soon?
Well, I haven't decided that.
Okay. Okay. I just didn't know if you wanted to do it here first. And
well, I haven't seen the numbers, so okay. It's very hard to declare a victory if you haven't seen the numbers.
Well, you're not even thinking about your race. It sounds like you're focusing on the president more.
I'm focused on bringing people together, keeping people calm. That's what I'm focused on.
All right. Bringing people together, keeping calm. You heard it from Debbie Dingell, and we will stay in touch. Talk to you tomorrow morning and find out where we are on all of this. And thank you so much for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.